Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Life is too short for bad Wi-Fi. Don't even try to do the math on adding up how many times you were waiting for a video to load or for a text to come through or an email to be sent. Don't add that all up and realize to yourself how much time you spend just looking at a buffering screen. That's why you got to get Eero, okay? The single router model just doesn't work for like how much bandwidth we need now. It's physics. You need like light waves. Wi-Fi can't go through walls, so... Like, that's like trying to put on a light in your living room and hoping your office gets lit up, whatever. What you need is a distributed system. That's what Eero is. It gives you an office-like Wi-Fi where there's, routers in every room. With Eero, you can install an enterprise-grade Wi-Fi system in your home in just a few minutes. You just download the app and walk you through each step of the process. The Eero app lets you manage your network from the palm of your hand, so you always know how many devices connected at any given point, as well as the internet speed that you're getting from your service provider. And you can easily create and share a guest network. It's got all the state-of-the-art WPA2 encryption, stuff I don't fully even understand. But since traditional routers don't push software updates to their customers, they're left vulnerable to cyber attacks. Eero updates all that. And Eero has incredible customer support. So it's a great way to get Wi-Fi throughout your entire house, you know, even your backyard, for those of us who live in the nice climate and want to be looking at websites in our yard. We don't have any nosy neighbors, unless you're looking at safe webs. Hey, let's not get into what you're doing in your backyard. For me, it's great because I game in my office, but my router is in my living room and I can use the extra signal boost so I don't get chopped up or, you know, banned from games or dropped from matches. Do yourself a favor and go get $100 off the Eero base unit and two beacons package and a year of Eero Plus by visiting Eero.com/mighty and at checkout entering promo code mighty. That's Eero.com/mighty, promo code mighty. $100 off the Eero base unit and two beacons package and a year of Eero Plus. Do it. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. Johnny G. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios, my nearly silent co-host, nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout out. Perfect. Thanks, bud. You're right on top of it. Ah, guys, I'm so hyped. I've got returning guests, returning faves, people that I enjoy their company so much that I will shoehorn a podcast idea to have them come over and talk. Guys, I got John Flynn and Mark Rennie in the studios, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
my favorite part of any day.
This has been high and mighty. Thank you very much.
I was so excited when you guys pulled up that I told you this, but I almost screamed, hello, because I just wanted to hear your hellos. Sure. They mean so much to me.
Well, that's so nice to hear.
It's very sweet
really
to hear.
I really get a lot of juice never off of them. So they really make me happy.
For so
just
much.
A greeting. And you don't even have to direct it at me, just hearing the way you guys say it.
When I open a hamburger, same thing I say.
Hello. Oh, hello.
When you open a hamburger?
Yeah. I like seeing the cheese.
All just right, to check it in.
Oh, hello, cheese. Back to
nice melted American.
I always open my burger to take the fucking tomato off.
Me yes. too. No tomato, no onion tomatoes. Anymore.
Oh, I like onions. I don't hate
onions.
Grilled onions.
But just cheese and lettuce. American cheese and lettuce.
Oh, hell yeah. And pickles, if there are pickles.
No pickles.
I'm fine with pickles.
Boo to pickles.
No pickles.
But yes, pickles on a crispy chicken sandwich.
Yes, pickles on a crispy chicken
sandwich. Okay.
Oh, my God.
2017's here.
Pickles on a crispy chicken sandwich are my spirit animals. Bread and butter pickles on barbecue, dude. I just... Well, actually, this episode, I can't tell when any episode is going to come out, so I'm not going to make a callback to another episode. But also, you guys weren't there, so
that's true.
Not shared information. So the callback would make no sense. Mm-hmm. Guys, we're getting mighty in the studio tonight.
Very mighty.
I'm worked up. Artie's fucking lapping at Flynn's.
I don't know what... kind
he
of meat he thinks
that,
I made
he
of,
likes
and
that
he really
whole
wants
milk.
That's right. These that thighs, creme. These calves have almost never seen the sun,
despite wearing shorts as long as I've known you. guys, what do we always talk about when we get together?
The movies.
Men on film. We are men on film. We always talk about movies. We talk about, have you back for the Oscar season when that's
course.
In there?
Oh, we got to break it down.
We got to break it down. And now we wanted to get together and talk about it because there's so many good movies coming up because we're getting into the season of where all the good shit starts
prestige.
Dropping.
Sure,
prestige.
Sure, yes.
Artie, get out of there.
Future Oscar nominees.
A little yes. less superheroes.
Yeah, less superheroes, which is I'm superheroes. Happy with.
Need a little break?
Yeah, and plus also we know about the superhero movies 9 months out.
Yes.
So it doesn't feel as, they're not surprising information. It's not surprising information anymore. Like movie trailers used to be like, oh, cool, this movie's coming out.
Right.
But when you know Black Panther 2 is coming out in May of 2019.
I am looking forward to the new Avengers title. I'm like, it's going a long time.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, this has been going on a while. They're drawing
this
out.
Infinity War 2.
Infinity War 2.
They just copy Creed like that?
Why tease it out like that for so long, not tell anyone that it's Infinity War 2?
Maybe it's like a secret space that's secretly Space Jam 2.
Oh, that
the
would
Looney
be
Looney Tunes show up.
Yeah, that would be really good. They're like, we're on Mars, and then Marvin the Martian
yep.
comes down and points. Well, what movies have we seen recently? You guys both said you saw Venom.
We saw Venom.
We both
the
saw
other
Venom.
Day. Yeah.
This came out. Venom came out like this past weekend.
This past weekend, yeah.
yeah.
As the time we're recording this, who knows when it'll come out?
Who knows? this episode might not come out till until New Year.
Okay.
Talking about
great.
Movies we're excited
just in time for the Oscars. Yeah.
And that way I could let it out as like the lost tapes.
Oh, secret yeah. episode.
Yeah. Is this going to be behind
some
kind
Patreon.
Of paywall or something?
Yeah, yeah. Of course, we'll work out the rev share.
Thank you.
Yeah, High and Mighty Enterprises is taking off. I want to get you guys in at the ground floor. Okay. Get you guys in some knives.
Sure.
I haven't seen a good movie in a minute. Actually... I saw a Netflix movie I really liked.
Oh, what
recently.
Was that?
Hold the Dark.
Oh, the okay. guy who did Green Room.
Yes, and with Skarsgård, and it's enjoyable.
Jeffrey Wright,
who's fantastic in it.
I love that director. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Oh, it's really great.
But I hear it's about wolves.
Wolves play a big part.
And I just read a book about
so
wolves.
So, of course, you'd love it.
I hear it's about wolves. I wish you said that about every movie. That was like the first time you were right on your guess. I heard it was about wolves. No, it's
I love wolves though. Like I love a wolf movie.
I love wolf movies. The Gray.
That's pretty much the only one.
Wolf. The Gray. Wolf of Wall Street.
Have you read the book? That book about the guy in the company of wolves, about the scientist who goes up to Canada because they say wolves have been like killing people and like feeding crops, but he goes and like investigates them and he learns that no, they're just like dogs. They're like scavengers. They don't kill people. They're basically big puppies.
That's sort of
and they're like so villainized.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's like kind of what that's part of the Hold the Dark series. That's like there's like
so
the
I'm saying that's when I saw that trailer. I'm like, oh, it's not a wolf. It's a serial killer because wolves don't kill people.
it's truly.
So you can come in late to this movie is what you're saying.
I think I can probably miss the first 15 minutes. It's not a wolf. It's a crazy person.
I'll just start playing it and then I'll get to my seat whenever I'm ready in my house.
Yeah,
and then throw something in the oven.
I will say, like that dude's movies, and he co-wrote it with Macon Blair. Who's the guy who wrote
A Country
and directed
Song?
I don't feel at home in this world anymore, which is kind of fucking wild and like twisty.
I never saw that one.
Oh, that's really enjoyable as well. That came out last. That's like the Elijah Wood movie where and I forget the Melanie Lynskey is her name, and they're really it's a really fun movie. Okay.
So
I'm talking about a movie that came out a year ago. But see that. See Hold the Dark. Okay, Artie, stop licking John's legs.
Do some homework.
Artie, he's all after.
I will say this to his credit. He got like a sweet spot on my knee that sort of felt very nice for a while. Anyway, okay. We saw Star is Born. I like that very much. Have you seen that?
I love the Star is Born. Tiffany saw it without me now. I don't know when I'm going to see it.
Did she like it?
She loved it.
I loved it.
She's been talking about it relentlessly.
It's a fantastic movie.
It's a great movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see
it. It's not perfect, but it's great.
Oh, I know. I'm just so pumped. I get so hyped in the trailer when she just, the second she starts doing that, I'm into it. Yeah.
She's right. It's amazing. I thought it was thrilling.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Did you guys see Eighth Grade?
No.
No, I hear that's great.
That was like the last really good movie I think I saw in the theater. I saw The Predator. Not a fan.
No, I still haven't seen it. I wanted to see it.
So I don't want to pull the rug. I saw Equalizer 2 and really liked
it. Wow.
I think I saw the last screening of it because I was like, there's nothing out I want to see. And I just went and saw Equalizer 2 and it was like playing at 5:21 at the Grove like time that day. And I was like, perfect.
I saw A House with
It's on demand.
That's
already.
How I saw The Nun today.
Oh.
I went and saw The Nun.
What did you think?
It was pretty bad. People kept seeing a ghost, they would turn around and it would be gone.
It was like a lot of linked together jump scares, right?
It was all jump scares.
Yeah.
And the nun herself, she glided everywhere.
Oh, a dancing nun. How terrorizing.
Ooh, she
glides.
The
great thing was it was at the AMC at the City Walk and every seat there is a recliner.
Whoa.
This is all I've been talking about.
That is like the review of a very old man.
But it's like
the best part about the movie is the seating.
Honestly, it's it's a great setup for a movie.
It's like a fucking.
It's not a setup for a movie.
It's so relaxing. The air conditioning work. It's pitch dark.
This is like Oh Hello. You sound like Gil Faison. I just like to go in there and just catch a few Z's. It's nice.
I nodded off 3 times and it was great.
I went to iPick and there's seats like fully reclined and they give you a pillow and a blanket too.
I
was just like later. And I like you can eat and drink there. So I ate like a full quesadilla and drank 2 beers and I was like, how am I like completely horizontal? I'm like, there's no way I'm making it through this fucking
Do you like
movie.
The ones where they bring you food like during the screening?
Like Alamo Draft House?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
I find it distracting because it's more distracting for me because I'm now focused on like eating my ribs.
Yeah.
So it takes me out of the movie.
You can order differently.
Yeah, I was about to say. I think food selection comes into play there, especially when you say ribs.
If ribs are being on the menu, I'm going to order the ribs.
Just like
you're going to not get the
sitting
ribs.
Sitting next to someone eating ribs in a movie theater.
I time went to a movie theater. It was like an 8 a.m. screening, and some woman sat next to me, and she had 2 hot dogs and a hamburger. Before the movie started, before 8, it was like at 7:30, and I was like, you are an insane person. She was also dressed like she was on safari. Anyway, Mark, you
that sounds awesome. The food bucket.
I was going to say, I went to a concert at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California, and you sat on like a grassy hill on a slope, and it was the Bridge School Benefit, which like Neil Young put on for like his school. You saw Green Day like play acoustically, The Who.
Oh, awesome.
And then at Brian Wilson, he played the same song twice.
Did he do that on purpose or did he forget?
He forgot. Oh, that's and I was eating ribs.
No one
was
like, that's awesome. He did the same banter twice.
But I was eating ribs there during the concert and I actually dropped a rib and it rolled down and hit a man in the back.
Did you leave?
And I can't tell if you're using this as an argument in favor of eating ribs.
I felt terrible.
Lesson was not learned.
He picked it up and waved it at me.
Yeah, like disc with your rib.
Come on, man. Your fucking ribs hit me.
He had a smile.
He picked it up, turned around,
whimsical.
Nodded, fucking cleaned it in one bite.
He loved the marrow.
That was still clean. That didn't touch the ground.
It's like 3 second rule. any movies we know that are coming out soon that we're excited? We have a list printed up of every movie that's coming out for like 8 months.
I'm excited about that Spider-Verse movie.
That looks like a lot of fun.
That animated one.
It looks really cool.
I think that's the movie I'm most excited about.
Interesting. Yeah. That might be one of my most hyped movies.
They showed the whole scene from it at the end of Venom. That was like the last bonus scene.
It was their second bonus scene of Venom. Yeah. Oh.
And it was like
fun.
Great. It was better than all of Venom.
Let's
talk about Venom.
Let's talk about Venom for a little bit. So I think we had sort of the same opinion. It was sort of like boring and slow. Then it was fun for a while when like Tom Hardy was like playing around with the thing.
Second act.
And then I fell asleep for the final big fight, but it seemed pretty boring.
At the end, it's all just the goo, CGI goo fighting each other. And it's hard to tell what's happening. They don't look that great.
I don't know.
And you lose
stuff.
Tom Hardy, who's like really funny in the second act when he's like crazy. He's having full conversations with himself.
I heard that a complaint from someone that like Venom doesn't even show up for way too long.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look great. Like it's so much better when it's Tom Hardy because his performance is so wild and such a cartoon. It's more fun to look at than the CGI Venom.
Certainly much more fun than Michelle Williams' wig. She was a downer in this movie. It was so depressing to be like, you are Michelle Williams and you're doing this.
She wanted to make, she probably bought a house.
I'm sure she did, but she shouldn't have to.
You can't blame her.
I don't blame her. I'm just sad about the situation.
She got fucked on the Mark Wahlberg movie.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, she got fucked when she was getting fucking like scale, and he was getting like a mil. She was like, "Fuck that! I'll do Venom."
Good for her.
Yeah,
she could still go back to the smaller independent films.
Yeah, she's but like, I still feel Tom like Hardy's they could have been like something movie, more interesting for her to do than just be like, "Meh."
Yeah,
like
sure.
That's pretty much her performance. Like
she is a Lady Venom at one point, though.
Whoa.
In the movie. I was asleep for that part.
She Venom.
No, thank you.
Oh, that's what they...
Not
that your nickname in college?
But then...
Sorry, don't believe it.
It's a really homoerotic scene because she has the Venom symbiote. She goes up and kisses Tom Hardy, and then that's how Venom transfers itself onto him.
I think you're projecting.
Of course. It's right there.
I was projected in my pants.
But is the story... I didn't know Venom going in. Is the story like correct to Venom?
Yeah, basically. I mean, they always take... I don't know exactly how it goes. They're all pretty loose with it. But
it's an alien symbiote.
It's pretty much close, yeah.
And gets Eddie Brock, who's a rival reporter...
Yeah, and this he's like a it's like he has like a Vice channel. Like I'm here showing like, you there are homeless people, and no one's doing anything about it.
What?
But he's wearing a leather jacket.
What are like the perfect 2018 version that stresses me out in a way where it's like ugh, it's like too. I just watched,
but that's the thing
I just
about the beginning
the Crow,
of it was so that
the original,
yeah, and the Crow.
I love that movie.
I love that movie too, but it is so 90s. Like watching it now, he's like in a band and he dies, and the band is called Hangman's Joke.
Yeah,
like so much stuff about it is so 90s, and I feel like that Vice thing is going to make it so 2010s.
Yes.
It's like you're going to watch. We're going to watch Venom as a gag in 15 years. At Tom Hardy's funeral after we're in jail for.
Remember when everyone worked for Vice?
What are you guys talking about at a funeral?
I used to love that Crow soundtrack. I had that on CD. I would drive it to Baker Square for a Sunday brunch.
Oh sure, great brunch music. The Crow.
Nine Inch Nails.
Stone Temple Pilots. Yeah. That big one. That was their big. The Crow. Great. Let's get back to a little more topical movies.
Okay.
What are we excited? The one we're most excited about is Into the Spider-Verse, it feels
so,
like.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, is that also based on something that already exists in comic book world?
Well, there's a ton of different versions of Spider-Man. There's the Miles Morales, the Spider-Gwen.
Gotcha.
Spider-Pig.
Peter Parker, the incredible Spider-Ham.
By John Mulaney.
John Mulaney's
that's really funny.
Yeah.
I think people are going to love Spider-Pig.
I think he'll be a fan favorite.
Because aren't you sick of Baby Groot? Get on board Spider-Pig train early.
I love it. Like,
get your merch now.
The idea of your love of Spider-Pig is truly rooted in hating Baby Groot. It's like...
Teen Groot I liked.
I didn't mind.
Teen Groot I preferred over Baby Groot.
Yeah. I like that. I really like that interaction between Groot and Captain America. Like, I am Groot.
It was perfect.
Like, I am Steve.
I love that moment too.
Yeah, it was a great moment. It was cute. I fucking love cute shit. Speaking of cute shit, I don't have a transition for a real movie.
What else is coming out? Are you guys excited? Is there a new Star Wars happening?
No, not till next year.
There is nice. I think
I could use a break.
Oh,
it's good. There's no new. The newest Marvel is going to be Avengers in like a year.
Captain Marvel.
Oh, Captain Marvel. Right.
She's
okay.
Coming up.
I'm excited for Captain Marvel.
I'm excited too.
I know you have Marvel burnout.
I have Marvel burnout, but it's been lady. Long enough because I skipped the Ant-Man and the Wasp. And like,
oh, that was fun.
I saw it. I enjoyed it.
But I then caught it on a plane and was like, oh, this is fine.
That's a perfect way to see it.
It's not like a, oh my God.
But I really enjoyed Ragnarok and I really enjoyed Avengers. But I didn't love Doctor Strange. I haven't loved the last few.
Oh, I like Doctor Strange, but I do also get that like, I don't want to see another origin story for a superhero.
Right, yeah,
like, I really don't want that.
Those beats are getting too similar.
I have a theory, though. I think they're, because it's these indie film directors who did, what is that movie? Not Session 9. Short Term 12.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think they're going to play with, like, time in an interesting structure. I think that's going to, like, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between past, present, and future.
Right, because...
I think it's just going to cut between these two.
I think there's going to be some weird time travel.
So I think there's
going
to be some interesting structural narrative to it.
It's got to end in contemporary times.
Yeah.
It takes place all in the 90s.
And I think her costume looks really cool.
Me too. And I really like her as an actress.
She's great.
She's so good. Brie Larson, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I always accidentally want to say Allison Brie just because of the word.
Sure. Sure. Makes sense.
Word. Allison and Larson.
Just because of that word.
Just because of the word Brie. Jeez.
That'll get you in a lot of trouble.
So now what about Aquaman?
Honestly, controversial.
Boys.
I just watched the Aquaman trailer before you guys got here because I hadn't seen it yet.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this looks no worse than Justice League.
That's true.
But like, it maybe actually seemed like it could be fun.
It looks better than Justice League.
Yes, yeah. It looks, because it looks slightly less serious. And then I'm like, if the movie's garbage, but it's like this underwater shit, I'm going to see it, because that seems like it's actually just something that's visually different from a lot of the movies that's been out. Just because of water. Because everything has been on, like, in space or on the fucking...
In a desert.
Yeah, no. Arbitrary, not no-name city where thousands of people die.
Did you like Waterworld?
Loved Waterworld.
You love the stunt show.
Yeah, I never
that
saw the
stunt show's amazing.
I've never seen the movie. Only the stunt show where you like see a bald man's like loose fitting like red wig as he fucking somersaults.
I mean, I've never regretted going to see it.
I
always never regretted it. My time spent there has been well spent.
Now, my friends and family close to me will tell me I spent way too much time there, but I've never regretted one of my hours I spent there a day. Captain Marvel looks exciting. I'm excited about Captain Marvel. What about the Godzilla versus Kong?
Oh, that could be fun.
It could be good, right? Is that like, but that's still a ways away.
It's like
right? Next
spring, I think.
Yeah. Do you have, this is not, he's not in these movies, but do you have rock fatigue? I have rock fatigue.
Sure. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I just watched Rampage on a plane.
Oh, wow.
And it was so dumb, but like still better than I thought it was going to be. You know what I mean? Like I had such low hopes for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it and I was like, this is kind of weird, but I didn't hate it. Like I thought.
How do you feel like that movie compares to like a classic like Schwarzenegger or like Seagal
I would always
or something
take
like
one
that.
Of those like and uh-huh. There's something about it and we talk about this a lot on Action Boys. There's something about like in the 80s and 90s it was like, you know, very intense actor, very intense director, very intense producer, all with like very strong points of view, working with like very much weird people, and like a lot of movies were weird and not good because of that. But
like
the
your
ones
Verhoevens,
that were good,
your Paul Verhoevens.
Yeah, your Paul Verhoevens, your fucking.
So you think today
Ridley
it basically
Scott.
Sounds like movies are just missing cocaine.
McTiernan's, like, well, yeah, honestly, it is.
I think there's an element of that
where everything's a little like
cookie cutter,
more rounded now.
Yeah,
and, like back then, something would like not like the studio system or whatever. I'm making it sound like I know more than I do, but these movies would come out and you'd be like, "This is like this whole third act is fucking insane and makes no sense." And like this would have been like voted down by like a test audience or something like that. Mm-hmm. John just made me. He just like looked over my shoulder and I was high enough to be like, "What is behind me?"
The nun.
And I was like, "Oh no, she glides.
She's gliding.
She glides. What's with the gliding?"
She can't stop gliding.
But something like that, like movies would come out and be like, "Oh, this is like kind of fucked up," and like. I'm not saying all movies need to have curses and like blood in them, but if it is a movie about like shooting people and like hitting people hard, like it should be violent. Like it should feel violent. Like the cartoon, it's like a cartoonification of everything.
Like a Total Recall.
Yeah, like a Total Recall is like fucking twisted and fucked up, and then they go to make the remake and it's like, it's really about the sci-fi elements. It's like, no, you don't understand what made Total Recall.
Total Recall was shocking when I remember being and being like, whoa, this is intense. Right. I saw it in the theater.
Just doing whatever he's like. We joke on Action Boys, and I feel bad ripping off the jokes, but it's like American Pigs, like Verhoeven just being like, this is what Americans are like. They like sex and
he was
fucking
right.
violence. And it, we were like,
Starship Troopers.
Yeah, Starship Troopers is fucking awesome.
We're living in Starship Troopers.
We are living in Starship Troopers. Except I don't have like male, female shower. Oh, we do.
Don't we though?
Don't we though? We do mm-hmm. now though, technically. That's
open your
awesome.
Eyes, John.
It's right here.
Sorry guys, I'm just so funny.
Maybe like the Rocks movies all just start to feel a little samey.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
you could that happen.
They all
that
visually
the
look the same.
Because Jumanji was really fun and
Jumanji was fun.
I enjoyed that more than I thought I would. Jack Black really
Jack Black's amazing.
Big comeback movie. Comedy movie for him.
Incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's doing such a fun
He should get an Oscar for that, I think.
Oh, that's
serious. Okay. It was delightful.
It was like the
they
best.
They don't give out Oscars for delight.
They should.
Well,
oh,
sure.
But you gave one to Casey Affleck.
I didn't vote for him.
So that's
John
okay.
Flynn, huge Casey Affleck supporter. Stan,
yeah. But not, yeah, let's not celebrate something that brings us joy.
Yeah. Let's, oh, fuck, yeah. What about, did you see the, I think it's called Serenity? It's like the new Matthew McConaughey.
Not the
Anne,
Firefly
oh,
movie?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, and she like wants him to kill her ex-husband.
Oh, it's like a, that looks like a Lifetime movie.
But it looks fucking fucked up and weird enough that I was
I
like,
guess.
I want
to
check
I love
out.
Gone Girl. So like to me, like that's the bar now of those of a thriller, like a sexy thriller. Like you have to be better and more twisted than Gone Girl.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's hard.
They're all like so safe.
I Gone Girl's my
Gone
friend.
You have
I to be
love
better than Gone Girl.
Gone Girl's
I
amazing.
I love Gone Girl.
I love Gone Girl.
Sure.
We've talked Very about movies movie. That have been out for up to 20 years ago, and we haven't. We're like, yeah, what's going up, Godzilla?
Bunch of old queens.
Yeah, we really are just old farts. Just like, wait, what movie? I wish it would make Serpico again.
Good
My dad
fellas.
Took me
now
to
that
see
Platoon.
Was a movie.
Yeah. What else do you need after that? Mm-hmm. I, Tanya, come on. Is there? What about the Peter Jackson movie,
Mortal Engines?
Mortal Engines. Ugh. I don't know. Is it
who is that for?
Is that an IP? Is that like a story?
Yeah,
already?
It's based on like young adult books.
It like of course. I saw the trailer before something, and I was like, "What is this?"
It looks like a worse version of Snowpiercer. Like, is this like a fable, a myth? Like, what? Really? A city on wheels? Really? It's not just like, we're not in fairy tale.
London's
we're taking this seriously.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and airships like
it seems
Final Fantasy.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's weird.
What is it?
It's this crazy thing
it's
where
like
Hugo Weaving is the mayor of London.
Who is the mayor of London?
Hugo Weaving. And the whole city's on
I'm out.
A Mr. Machine. Anderson, yeah. I'm the mayor of London town.
The accent work is really
top of the morning. It's me, Mr. Anderson.
We're here to eat your city.
Yeah, that looked like it reminded me of like what was the stupid Channing Tatum like rollerblading drops
Jupiter Ascending. I love Jupiter Ascending.
He was watching that movie.
Times. What?
You I've literally seen it three times.
Wow.
You like it.
It's bonk. It's a different movie every scene.
It's sort of like Flash
it's a totally
Gordon.
Different genre every scene.
Yeah.
One time it's a Terry Gilliam like Brazil scene where they're like dealing with the bureaucracy, and then it's a Murakami, you know, magical realism.
Okay,
it's insane. None of it makes sense.
Did you like Cloud Atlas? We're going like older and older. Just keep coming back.
I only saw half of it, but I love the book.
Oh, you read Cloud Atlas?
Cloud Atlas, the book is amazing. You would like it, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The structure is works in a book.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's quite a tease.
Well, they messed with
the structure works in a book.
They changed. The structure was the best thing about the book in Cloud Atlas because it's like bookended. It's symmetrical.
Uh-huh, it's like a palindrome.
Time grade A is at the very... Oh boy, this is hard to talk about.
No, we get it. We get it.
And then just articulate. Explain how a book is layered narrative.
Yeah, a book is a book can be a palindrome.
So it's like palindromic, where it's like A1. The first scene and the last scene is A. The second to last penultimate scene, the second scene is B, and like their second beats of each other.
Yeah.
And so in the middle is the two scenes.
The future.
Sorry, I don't know what got into me. Okay. It looks, Mortal Engines looks like that was what I was getting at. Is that it looks like so fucking silly. It looked like, what's the other, the new Harry Potter movie, which is also
Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah. Could not, I watched it like, I wanted to like it and I was like trying to let myself like it. And I was so stoned that I'm like, it'll be fun. Just like get
it. So
and I love Eddie Redmayne and I like those cute
visually
monsters.
It looked cool.
And then it just was still so boring.
Yeah. I was on a plane and watched it like 10 minutes and was like, I don't want to watch this, and then came back to it like three more times and I still couldn't get into it.
They just need to do like Hogwarts stories like with new little kids.
Right.
It's that's like, all we want to see.
Just build the world.
That's what we loved about the
we
first
want the
one.
The facts of life but set in Hogwarts.
Yeah. I want to see adults. I want like magic. The Riverdale version of Hogwarts where they're all there like should, sexy and like it's
Chilling
like,
Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm dying to see that. It's not a movie but I'm dying
it's
to see that.
A Netflix series. Yeah. Oh, have you watched any of the new Marvel Netflix series? I haven't watched one in a while.
I've dropped off with all of them.
Yeah. There's no but they also they announced for the Disney streaming site that they're going to do like a Loki miniseries and a Scarlet Witch miniseries.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah. I think that's
I've been thinking about it. I might get the streaming service.
You heard it here
it's
first.
It's going to be like $6.
It's going to have all the if it has all the Disney properties.
It's all the Marvel, Star Wars.
But I mean, can't you just be like, "All right, this month I'm going to watch a lot of these movies."
Don't
then...
you think if they have like the original trilogy like unedited, people would like download it. That
yes,
would be
like immediate.
And
you
make it free the first month. Oh, then they're hooked.
Then they're hooked. That's how they get you. They get the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh, they embrace it.
Yeah. It's time. It's time. Get behind it.
It's
Lucas,
fine.
You pussy.
Right?
Nobody doesn't
cares.
Matter anymore,
nobody
right?
Cares.
We all make mistakes.
You've made 10 bigger ones since then.
And we still love you.
Yeah, let that movie come out and bump Phantom Men. Well, I mean, like, it'll be the fifth best Star Wars.
Great.
Yeah, that's going to be, I think if Marvel does that, where you take like the lesser character where you're like, and rather than this Netflix thing and rather just do like a lower budget Daredevil movie or something like that, or like a mini series, that's the move.
Are these live action?
Yeah. It's going to be Tom Hiddleston and like, you know.
Really?
Yeah. And I think for those guys,
getting cast as one of those characters is like just guaranteed.
You're going to work for the rest of your life.
Well, it's a great...
Imagine doing Star Wars and then having Xena.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. That's your career.
Well, it's nuts to think about. Like, that's such a smart move by Disney because you can lock those guys all into one miniseries.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You can
get
that in a contract
for a briefer
where
time.
They're not going to want to do 22 episodes of something.
Right,
but if you're
right.
Like, Tom Hiddleston would be down to do 6 Loki episodes. Like,
yeah,
you
it's
know?
Like 2 months.
Yeah, and it's like a cool story and you get to flesh out your character. And then if that... I think people who are like completists, which are the comic book fandom, will like fucking chase that shit down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it's like... characters that we see less of, like if they do like Adventures of the women from Black Panther. Like, I'd be fucking tuning into that shit. I love those.
And yeah. people mm-hmm. love watching television shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a given. We can't even talk about, we can't even not talk about them when we're trying to talk about movies.
It's the golden age. Peak TV.
Peak TV. It's platinum age.
It's too much TV.
There's too much.
Tiffany and I will always say, like, there's just too much. And it's like, we're like half being ironic anymore. Now we're like genuinely. Okay. The Halloween reboot hasn't come out yet.
Oh, no, I'm dying to see. I just exciting. Watched part 4 and 5.
Oh,
getting ready. Oh, you really got to get all the backstory ready.
Because yeah. this is like, it's like a sequel to one only, really.
I right? think so. Yeah, I can't go. But because you don't find out she's his sister until part 2.
Yes. And I think that might be.
And it's
not...
ignoring part 2, I guess.
Yes.
Oh. Part 2's never get the love.
Right, because that's always like, they're like, well, then this is the last one.
I just want to see her right. like kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, me too. And I think we're going to.
I want her to like blow his head off.
Yeah, I think
she's like very pro being violent against him in the trailer.
Right. But one thing I realized, I saw the trailer for this before The Nun, and you see a shot of him from a distance, and it looks like he had his mask off. It looks yeah. like he had a white beard. I was like, oh yeah, he's an old man now.
Right now, yeah. yeah. Oh shit, because she's like gray.
What if they knock yeah. the mask off and it's Clint Eastwood?
Oh, that would be fucking. They yes. need to do like a big reveal that be underneath there.
Wouldn't you be terrified if Clint Eastwood Busey. Was talking? It's a secret mule prequel.
It's a mule prequel. I guess I'll be the mule now. He just walks slowly upset.
Oh my what? God.
Are we pumped about the mule? Doesn't look bad.
I love a movie about old people.
Yeah. He's like, Clint Eastwood is like.
Well, they don't make him enough.
You're right. They don't. Unless your Clint Eastwood's got to make it himself and star in it.
He's like a lunatic, though. Oh, is he like 90?
He's mm-hmm. got to be old. Yeah. He's got,
God bless
him. Did he say this was going to be his last movie?
I don't know.
I doubt
think he's going to work till he dies. I think yeah. that's just who he
I don't
is.
Know what, I don't know what else he's going to do.
I think he just fucking love. He's like
argue
a Charles
with a chair?
Schultz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a lot
he
like Charles Schultz.
Gonna die.
He's like one of the last legends.
He's like a shark.
He is one of the last, because he is
Black
like
living legend.
Because he never,
he's so old.
Despite like he never did anything that got. I mean, I'm sure he actually did, but he never did anything. Like he never did like 12 bad movies in a row. You know what
right.
I mean? Like he
that's
never did
right.
like
reliable.
He never like cheesed himself out right. too much. Mm-hmm. He was never like he's never playing beer pong with Jimmy Fallon or something. You know, like he kept a mystique. He went from like a sexy young man actor to like a sexy older man acting
director.
To like
a great
geriatric director.
Director.
Yeah. Actor. Like he did so he did like everything you needed to do at all the right times in his yeah. career, and so I think he truly is a person who's like he never dipped. He always just like
right.
oh I guess he's like he doesn't do that anymore. You right, were never yeah. like he never Adam Sandler himself into like 10 movies that you weren't funny, you know.
Did you ever see in our house very popular were Any Which Way But Loose?
Huge. Hey, left turn, Claude.
My family would quote that all the time. My parents would say that. One time my dad was doing we had a dinner party and my dad was explaining this joke to us and he did it and he accidentally clipped my mom in the chin.
Oh no. At a dinner party. Oh, dear God.
Oh, what a scandal.
Right in front of their good friend Rick.
Oh. Not Rick.
Yeah, Bob and
you
Mary
embarrassed me in front of Rick last night. How dare you fuck me and fuck me up like that. BarkBox. Guys, of course you know what BarkBox is. It's all in the title. It's a dog crazy, dog obsessed company that celebrates the special connection you share with your dog. I don't know about you, but my dog is my son, and I am my dog's dad. I'm your dad. So we create a monthly gift that both you and your dog can't wait to open. So do yourself a favor. Get in on this BarkBox. You get high quality products. You get toys, very best materials, stomach safe, t-shirt, robes, spiky ball cores. All treats are grain free and never contain soy, wheat, or corn. All meat is sourced in the U.S. and their chews are chosen from the highest quality partners. So it's a great value. You get $40 worth of toys and treats with subscriptions just starting at $20. You and your dog are going to look forward to the mailman arriving so you can rip it open and get nuts and see what treats, or as we say in our house, tease, because if you say treat, someone gets a little excited. Chill out, Arthur. We got new monthly themes. Each month is a new theme. Jurassic Bark, Space Squirrels, The Good, The Bad, and The Pugly. blowing, I love these puns, blowing, mind-blowingly innovative toys and drool-worthy treats. I love these adjectives they threw in the copy. No two dogs are alike, so if your dog has allergies or is an extra heavy chewer, Arthur, I bet your ears are ringing right now. Our A-plus customer service is happy to help create a box that meets your dog's needs. You want more toys? Upgrade to Extra Toy Club to get an extra toy in every bark box. It's only $9 extra a month. 100% happiness guaranteed, free shipping to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. So, guys, Arthur is a toy shredder. So for us, getting monthly new toys for him to absolutely annihilate is so much fun. So I get shipped directly to your door. $40 value starting at $20 a month. Great toys, great treats. It's fun to unbox it. You can accommodate your dog's special needs. Do yourself a favor. Go to BarkBox.com/high for a free extra month of BarkBox. Visit BarkBox.com/high when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. Suspira, the Suspira remake.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I want to see that too. It looks cool as hell. I want to rewatch the original now too, because I haven't seen it since like film school, I think.
I remember the film opening class.
Yeah, I don't remember shit.
It's like real operatic. But this is by the guy who did Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
So it's going to look good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they just revealed today that Tilda Swinton's playing two parts.
Yes.
What?
She's also a man in it.
Yeah, I think she plays like twin brother and sister. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be real weird and kinky. And
I think so, too. I think so, too. And I'm excited.
Have you seen the trailer?
Yes, I've seen both. There's two trailers, and I've seen
them
both.
Two trailers?
Oh, I haven't watched them yet.
I stay up on the trailers.
You really do? Do you have notifications?
I love watching trailers.
I try not to watch trailers anymore except at the movies. Because I used to I used to just burn through trailers. Then I started going to the movies so much, and then I was like, now I'm seeing this again. So I'm like, now let me reveal it for leave it for myself. But in the lead up to this, I hadn't gone to the movies that much recently, so I watched some trailers and it felt good to like get like, because I get really hyped for a movie,
right?
Like,
to see a bunch in a row,
when you're just like, ooh, cool, it feels promising when you think like, oh, in the next 6 months, five movies I'm gonna like, I are think I'm gonna out. Like mm-hmm. are coming out. Yeah, it's very cool to me. Speaking of movies I'm gonna like, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
Are we pumped for this?
I think it's going to be terrible, but I'm going to go see it.
I don't know. I'm interested in Rami Malek.
I'm
sure you are.
I love Queen.
I love Queen. I'm excited to hear Queen like in a theater.
Right. That's mostly what I'm excited about, is like, if he's remotely good as Freddie and he can sing a little bit, I'm going to be so hyped for the whole
thing.
Right. But is it, I mean, I've heard that like they don't talk about him being gay. They don't mention AIDS. Like, it's just.
That's weird. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
like, going to be kind what of, is this movie then?
But it could be terrible in like a fun way.
Right.
Like they make right.
Will it be
choices.
Boring, terrible, or fun, terrible?
It could be. Yeah. It could
Every
be,
choice is big, so that's fun to watch.
Right.
Sure.
But it's all the wrong choice.
Yeah, and it's also like you're gonna be thinking about Bryan Singer the whole time.
He's gross. Why is he working?
I know he's getting like more and more.
He got Red Sonja.
That's crazy.
Of all the movies to be directed by a woman,
right? Give that to fucking what's her name, Lexi Alexander, who's like that woman did Warzone. She's so fucking good.
Right.
Yeah. Give her Reds.
Give her make a franchise.
Give her a violent ass fucking Red Sonja movie.
The Wachowskis would be fun.
Oh, heck
oh, yeah.
Heck yeah. Put Ronda Rousey in it.
Okay.
No, maybe get someone who can
She's
act
doing
better.
Wrestling now?
Yeah. She's getting her chops, getting her acting chops.
I saw her in a movie.
Oh, yeah?
I don't remember
the
which
Entourage
one.
Movie?
No.
No.
I don't know.
Wait, what about, did you see the trailer for Overlord?
I did.
What's that one?
And it's like a World War II zombie movie or something.
Nazi zombie?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like, they do something.
That one felt like 90s, like a Dimension movie. Like, it felt like The Crow.
It looked like something that people shot as, like, a fan film. I was, like, not peaked about it, but.
And I don't know if I'm, like, ready for, like, silly Nazis.
Oh, no. Silly Nazis need to sit.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's a little too light. Like, and then what if Nazis were like, there were ghosts? So, like, it's enough that they were Nazis.
Yeah, Nazis are scary enough.
Yeah.
Now they're undead.
We need to heighten. Yeah.
Now they're
what have
everyone,
we seen before?
Not
Nazi
just
zombies.
Minorities.
Did Leprechaun ever go to World War II?
He should go to World War II.
Visit a camp?
He should.
The boy in the striped pajamas, too.
One was not enough.
The green striped pajamas.
We should see that Leprechaun fighting, he should be like a domestic terrorist in the IRA, like bombing fucking.
Yeah, that's good. Like In the Name of the Father. Remember that movie?
Yeah, with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Another great soundtrack.
Oh, fucking very good great one. Soundtrack. Yeah. Oh, wait, I got one because we just said the Queen one before. The Elton John movie, Rocket Man.
I thought that trailer looked fun.
Me too. Did you see it?
I did, but isn't it like... based on an idea by a thing. Like, it's not...
It's based on a real fantasy.
Yeah, it's like based on a true fantasy. So it's like, what's it going to be?
I'm like, yeah, why take it? Like, have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Just
but
like,
who plays Elton John again?
Taron Egerton.
And he's singing.
And he looks good.
He's not lip syncing.
He looks pretty good.
So it's original. I think they're doing like a Mamma Mia thing. Like, we're doing like... we'll have actors sing it and we'll make more money off the soundtrack that way, probably. And also people will be, it'll be fun because you know all the words to the song.
Right.
That way you can do fun mashup versions.
Sure.
They're Mamma Mia ain't it.
Because actors who are like some performers will come in and it's like, Common is one of the characters in this movie and Common raps over a certain part. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah.
You need to break it down.
England's Rose. Kelly Clarkson plays like a drunk that
and
Elton
Cardi
John
B mentioned. As Princess Diana.
Canon!
Pussy.
That movie looks pretty wild, though. I'm interested.
I'm glad they made it big. It looks more interesting than Bohemian Rhapsody to me.
Oh, for sure.
It's like, oh, they're having, it's doing something different, not another biopic.
Like Yellow Submarine. Like yeah, exactly. Live action Yellow Submarine, at least based on the trailer.
But will it turn out to be Sgt. Pepper's instead?
Oh, fuck, dude. I didn't even think of that. Did you see the Bumblebee trailer?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah, and I
think it looks cute.
I think so, too.
I think Bumblebee looks adorable.
I always like the Transformers movies because they're, like, very visually enjoyable. Like, just to be stoned in the theater is just, like, I could watch them just, like a screensaver transforming back and forth.
Did you see the last one?
Where
Anthony Hopkins flips, or Anthony Hopkins, when he gets blown up,
he
gets, like, a whole head over heels, like, straight as a board spin.
Fucking wooden dummy goes flying.
It's the only image I remember. I've never
forgotten
that
image. Dude, I've seen
that
movie twice. It's fucking crazy. It makes no sense who any of the characters are. Optimus is bad for junk. There's knights who are good and bad. There's Decepticons. There's Autobots. There's Mark Wahlberg. There's a woman with a sword.
Have you ever met someone more humorless?
Merlin is in the movie. Like,
right.
They like show flashbacks to Merlin and King Arthur. And like it doesn't even apply to the movie in the real story. It's like just the most... Why am I still talking about it?
No, go on. What's
please,
the problem
please.
With Transformers Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah, I think it's like The Last Night or Nightfall.
Oh, The Last Night, yeah. But Bumblebee, he looks adorable.
Bumblebee looks cute. I'm excited. I love Bumblebee.
It looks like it'd be like kind of very E.T., Iron Giant-ish.
Yes.
That's what it should be.
With the non-speaking element of Bumblebee, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, Bumblebee speaks through like
and
the
he's
radio station.
Cuter as a VW Bug.
Yes, for sure. And it makes his name makes more sense.
Thank
That's
you.
That's true.
I finally get
Justify.
It. I finally get why he's Bumblebee. Like when why Han's last name is Solo because he's alone once. Fuck.
People are really mad at that.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that, and I didn't like. Oh, Chewbacca.
I can't call
I'll
you that.
I'll call you Chewie. It's like, there's not a smaller
like,
leap
it.
To make to figure out how the name Chewie came about once you'd find out his real name is Chewbacca. It's like, Michael, I don't know. I'm going to call you Mikey. Whoa, interesting.
But the originals have like really clunky dialogue too sometimes.
Yes.
Like the whole from a certain point of view, a certain point of view. Like, it, like when Luke's talking to Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's terrible.
You know what I mean?
I may like tried to show them to Tiffany before the new one came out. We were trying to watch the original trilogy.
She had never seen it?
She had, but like was a kid, like half watched or whatever. And we were like sat her down to watch it. She's the whole time. She's like, this is who Luke is. This right. is the character that Luke is. And I'm like, from having that lens of someone else, I'm like, oh my God, he is like so annoying. He's a Jedi. He's like the most irritating.
He's whiny.
Yeah. He's like, come on, old Ben. You're like, ugh.
I feel like people have put the originals on too high a pedestal, like in their defense of them.
Right. Oh, I think you're 100% right. And that's
like, they're
all
good,
just
but also like, relax.
Yeah. But they're all kids' movies.
Right, and it's fine.
It's fine.
They're just fantasies.
The new, speaking of kids' movies, Incredibles 2.
I loved
it.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. Incredibles 2.
How long has it been out?
5 months ago.
It's been up for a month. Well, who knows when this podcast is coming out, but yeah.
A little behind.
I don't know when this podcast is coming out, but it's definitely after Incredibles 2.
Months after Incredibles 2.
And I thought, I was like, well, I got to see that when it comes out.
Is that why you have a beard down to your ankles? Yeah. How long have you been out?
I don't know. I parked my car in my garage overnight with the engine running, and I slept for 72 to 96 hours. That's so funny, because I guess it didn't come out. People didn't love it that much. Then.
I thought it was great.
People did. Yeah, oh. It like made it didn't like make more money than any other animated movie. So. Or something
and like the action, the superhero action is like, it convinces me that every superhero movie is better when it's animated.
Oh, because that's
they're just all cartoon. And the superhero, the action in Incredibles 2 is so good.
That's what made Spider-Verse look pretty cool, too, where it was like, oh, yeah, it's much more realistic to watch it as animated. Like, it's like it already is animated when it's Homecoming.
Yeah.
But it's not enjoyably.
Just fully embracing.
Yeah. It's like,
there's not a part of your brain that's going, that couldn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're just like wholly in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
Star Is Born had more attention than all of Venom.
More tension?
I was just thinking about like effects, you know what I mean? Like animated movies have, because everything in CG, like nothing feels real, CGI. So there's no suspense anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But Star Is Born was like one of the last movies I felt like real tension. Like I got nervous during.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Good Time? And that movie came out a couple of years ago. That's the last movie I saw that I was like, oh, and Eighth Grade, where I was like tense for a lot of it. And I was like, wow, this is
stressful.
People say
it's like a horror movie.
Oh, yeah. When I saw it in the theater, people were like all gasping at the same stuff, like in shame and embarrassment and like, you know, like a weird, what's it called? Like pity or, you know, cringy, a lot of cringe stuff.
Did you see Hereditary?
Yes.
I saw it 3 times.
Oh, okay. Wow, so
you're a real three-peater.
Well, I invited 2 people, like, oh, we should go, but separately, and they both said yes. And I was like, oh, great. And I ended up seeing it 3 times. And I really
enjoyed
it.
There's only 2 people in that story.
Well, then I saw it again.
Well, I had already seen it. And then 2 other people asked me if I wanted to see it. I'd say, sure, I'd see it again. And then they both took me up on it.
Oh, that's good, because then at least you didn't have to lie and pretend you hadn't seen it already.
No, I loved it, and it really held up over repeat viewings. Like, you just see the seeds are, like, planted so well throughout.
It's so nice to be able to spoil it now. It's crazy how little that girl is in the movie based on the trailer. It's so smart.
They got you. Mm-hmm.
They got, because that's a fucking legit surprise. Shocker. That's a legit.
The first time I saw it, my boyfriend and I, we were eating popcorn, and we had stopped eating popcorn.
Whoa. That's huge for
that's
you guys.
That's a great story.
But it was seriously like we felt sick to our stomachs. We put the popcorn down.
That fucking shit is in. That part was intense.
I love that though, because that never happens in the movies anymore.
Right. Yeah. You're never surprised.
You're never shocked. Of course, I watch every trailer, so that probably doesn't help. Yeah.
Right.
But still, you always know there. Exactly
Where
it's going.
I've recently been able to catch a couple of movies having never seen the trailer, including Hold the Dark and Nick Cage's Mandy. And
so pretty much anything that's on Netflix.
Yeah, well, with Netflix, that's a good one to do. But Mandy was on. I
Did
saw
you
it
like
in the theater.
Everyone, I want to see Mandy. Everyone's raving.
Everyone really liked it. I went and saw it. I saw it on demand and loved it. And then when some friends were going to see it in the theater, I was like, oh, I'll go see it on the big screen. I went and saw it again, and I really enjoyed it. But the people I went with did not like it.
Are they boring?
They're not boring people. They have good taste in movies, which was like, and they were kind of like, I can't believe you like it.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I was really into it.
It really turned
it like
on
fun.
You.
It's
like,
really fun. It's a little more boring than it should be, but like I think that gets to a lot of people. But I'm like the kind, I always say it, and I get judged for it, but like I could watch a movie that's like pretty colors and cool sound for like an hour before I'm like, wait, what's happening? Yeah, I couldn't imagine why my brain is like that, but I am just so fucking baked. I'm like, this is gorgeous.
That's why I put on Lilo and Stitch the other night.
Oh.
Those reasons. Come. Just relax. Just to
come. It's the only way I can climax anymore. By the way, the deeper we go into this list of movies, the harder it is to read. They're just like so... Holmes and Watson.
Really?
Yes.
The trailer didn't look that great. I caught it, but I'm excited that it's those two doing anything. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Our good friend Lauren Lapkus.
Lauren Lapkus is in it. Yeah,
that's very exciting.
I'm very excited to see how it is.
I love a Holmes Watson movie.
Me too, and I love those two guys doing anything together.
Did you Have you seen Young Sherlock Holmes?
From like the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that movie. I haven't seen it since the 80s, but yeah.
It's like a Spielberg produced it.
Oh, we gotta
and
watch it.
It's like
it.
Richard Donner, I think, directed. I forget who.
Oh, shit.
It's like some
There's like a moment where like a stained glass like character comes to life.
Yeah,
and it was
the
like
night.
At the time, like, and it might have.
It's the first.
It was definitely
CGI
like
character.
nominated for Oscars. I don't know if it might have won some for that.
I don't know.
I gotta watch it.
It's pretty fun.
I'm sure.
It's
I bet
the,
you
the solo of the.
Yeah, I bet you when I put it on, I'll be like, oh, I've seen this before.
Well,
and I'll be like, I can't believe they.
It's one of those movies that feels like a Goonies.
Yeah,
it's of that era,
and that's probably why Dick Donner probably did direct it then.
That Dick Donner.
That mm-hmm. Dick Donner's good old Donner party Dick. Am I right, boys? Boy.
Oh, and there's Mary Poppins Returns.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Okay, yeah, I'm into that.
Are you excited for Mary Poppins?
Excited.
Emily Blunt, you like her.
I do like her. She's great in...
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, of course, Tomorrow Never Dies. Never say
Tomorrow Never Dies.
The Edge of Tomorrow. Live, Die, Repeat. It has
Live,
like,
die,
it
repeat.
It had like 11 titles.
Yeah, it's a great movie, though.
That's a great movie. They're going to do another one of those, I'm assuming.
Thank God.
I heard.
Thank God. Did you see Fallout? Can we talk about
it? I loved it.
I absolutely...
I saw that twice.
I love that movie.
It's really great.
Which one's Fallout?
Mission Impossible.
The new Mission Impossible.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's really fun. The stunts are fucking cool.
Henry Cavill's amazing.
He's
so good in this, I thought.
Wait, I was wondering if this joke is offensive, so I'm going to say it.
Perfect.
Probably is.
Because the joke I wanted to make when I came out of that movie, which I felt was maybe offensive, was Henry Cavill in that movie with the mustache makes me want to ask a few more questions about the Q in LGBTQ. Because I know I'm not LGBT, but
when
I see Henry Cavill, I'm like, I feel different when he's on screen. I don't feel like, this is not a sensation I get from a lot of people.
Why is that not bisexual?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably the B then, right?
Well, if it's just Henry Cavill.
Right, I'm wondering if that's
just
like,
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, then that's
sure.
like an H
and
or
you don't
something.
Want to fuck him, but...
There's something about his energy. His yes. mustache energy is immense.
His mustache energy.
Oh, big mustache energy.
Hashtag. What else are examples of big mustache energy?
Like, have you felt that way about Henry Cavill in any
flexes,
other movies?
Like, he looks fucking thick in this movie, too, dude.
He's also
into
so much
it.
Bigger than Tom Cruise.
I know. Of course. Yeah, he looks so big because he's next to a fucking... They're shooting him like the Hobbit. They're like, Tom Cruise is in the foreground and everything, so he seems huge.
They just start doing jokes like, ooh, like he has to duck. He's so tall.
They're both walking right next to each other. And Tom Cruise ducks, and he doesn't. The other Henry Cavill doesn't have to. And you're like, what's going on?
But you know what, Tom Cruise, he's like one of the last movie stars, and like
he's
like
a
doing
legend,
it to
yeah.
like entertain. Like he wants people to be excited in the theater.
Yeah, I think I have this theory that he'll only be happy if he dies shooting something. Like, I don't think there's a way he can go out that isn't a sad ending unless he dies in a stunt. And I think he's going to just keep doing movies until he dies. Like,
I think he's going to die doing a stunt?
I think he wants
like Clint
to.
Eastwood directing?
Oh, I think he's going to take
they only did one take.
So I just watched The Crow, as I said, so I got a lot of shit on my mind.
It's a heavy movie. The shotgun with all the wedding rings.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Fucking Polito in the fucking...
They keep calling me.
And he like it's like Batman, Matrix, Blade, like everything's yeah. like all like it's all that.
Do you like Dark City?
I haven't seen Dark
oh,
City.
Oh, you gotta
in a
watch
time.
Dark City. That's fun.
I want to watch that. I watched Dark Man.
I love Dark Man.
Dark Man's fantastic.
Sam Raimi. That's another great director.
Yeah, another
that's another one we don't talk enough about.
Wait, let's get ourselves back up to what about
this century?
Did you see did you see the trailer for Vice?
Yes.
With Christian Bale as Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And fucking Sam Rockwell as Bush. It's like so yes. perfect. It's like upsetting.
Yes.
It made me like Sam Rockwell less.
I've talked about this on other show. I think it looks terrible.
Oh, you think it looks terrible?
Who was this movie for?
I don't know. I think.
Don't we know that it was all terrible? Right. Is this a surprise?
I think it's for like 40, like 50, 60 year old liberals to
like
watch
gloat?
And be like, yeah, that was going on.
I guess
on.
To feel good for
right,
the liberals
like for a
feel
breath,
good.
Yeah, for a, if like a.
Let us feel superior for a second, please.
Give us this.
Yeah, we're like feeling reminiscent to the days of Dick Cheney. I'd rather be manipulated by an evil genius than an evil
lunatic. This is like Wally's.
What?
Wall-E, the movie, when they're on the spaceship and everyone's in their couches just getting their entertainment fed directly to them. What, if you're liberal, this is, you'll get fed vice.
I like this. Then you watch like Sam B. And,
yeah, take it to him.
Rachel Maddow. And then,
W sure was dumb.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He keeps eating ribs.
I do love Sam Rockwell, though.
Me too. He's so good in everything.
He's flawless.
He's flawless. Okay.
He really is. When has he ever been made a bum note?
You know what? I haven't seen a lot of his movies that aren't that, you know what I mean? Like
Dirty?
What?
Dirty?
No, I haven't seen like a lot of his movies that are like movies that weren't like placed in front of me. Like I'm sure there's like 10 movies of Sam Rockwell's that could be potentially bad that I haven't seen. You know, like I just see him in fucking trailers for a lot of stuff.
But his trailer work is on point.
But I love... No, what I'm saying is I like him in everything I've seen him in, but I know he's in like twice the amount of movies.
Gotcha.
And I don't have faith in these other movies.
He's no Samuel Jackson.
He's no Sam Jackson.
At the very worst, at least you got Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. Sam Jackson is like has never gotten below a C-.
No, he...
But he hasn't like... He's gotten a handful of Bs, but he's gotten like 400 C+.
He's always the best. You know what I mean? Like, you're always delighted to see him.
You're always okay. Like, he could be like... It could be like a scene in a movie about like a couple trying to have a baby and they have a baby and the doctor turns around. It's like, it's a boy, motherfucker. And you'd be like, yes, this makes no sense. And this is atonal to the rest of the movie, but I fucking love this.
He's so good in Kingsman. Like, not a very good movie, but he's great.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. Oh, I liked Kingsman. I didn't like the sequel as much.
I didn't like that anal sex joke it ended on.
Oh, I loved it. I mean, it's just crazy to end a movie on that joke.
It's crazy. It was like, all right, we got it. It just felt too, like, bro-y.
Yeah, Kingsman, the movie about, like, suits and
but
killing
it's
like people.
Campy. Before that. I like the world so much before that.
Right, that's true.
Like, it's just the cartoony version of 60s Bond.
Right, and then it got, like, a little too, like, I get to
but
fuck
even the last one, I had fun. Like, yeah. Elton John fighting. Oh, that there's your Rocketman.
There you go.
I wonder if Kingsman 2 will show up in Rocketman.
Taron Egerton was in that.
I bet there'll be an Easter egg.
Ooh, yeah. Do you... What about the new X-Men trailer? Did you see the Dark Phoenix thing? It looks
It looks like a fucking
school play.
It looks like exactly what you think it's going to look like.
It looks
there's nothing surprising. And I love that story so much.
And there's no, but even in the, there's no like stunts or like good visuals even in the trailer. And
yeah,
you're like,
they've been working on this movie forever.
Yeah, like what is going to be in this movie?
I wonder if they just stopped working on it because they're like, well, we don't know if this is going to be funded.
Oh, right, right.
Now we got to finish it.
Now we got to finish it. So it's like, what do we have? Well, we have all these fucking scenes of us standing
around.
People
like aged and...
Yeah. Oh, weird. It did not look enjoyable at all.
But I hope it's... I don't know. It's weird that... I like that they're... Probably not.
No.
But at least it's not Bryan Singer.
Right. At least it's Simon Kinberg, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I do love Michael Fassbender in those.
Oh, me too. I like Michael. Yeah, Michael Fassbender is a guy who you're excited to see in everything.
Yes.
But him as Magneto in First Class when he kills those Nazis in like Cuba or whatever is like one is like the best part of the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
And you're like, I would rather. Yeah, it should have been a Magneto revenge movie. Would have been so tonally interesting.
See, then now that's a Nazi movie I like.
What?
That's a Nazi movie I like.
Yes,
I'm like
where
Overlord.
A Jew with superpowers is killing a bunch of Nazis. It sounds fucking awesome. Yeah.
That couldn't get greenlit in Hollywood.
Oh, what about? Have you seen the trailer for Alita: Battle Angel?
I have.
It doesn't look. It looks wild. That's Rosa Salazar, a girl I know from.
Oh, that's fun.
A girl I know, a very successful actress who I know coming up from College Humor videos and stuff. Uh-huh. And she's really. It's wild to see her in like
this big, huge anime movie.
Yeah, this big anime movie, and also like that sort of digitized version of her face. Like,
yeah,
but. It looks fucking kind of cool.
It looks like a cartoon.
Right.
Did you watch the original anime?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever watch any anime?
I have the most like obvious five animes that I've seen. You know, like
Akira.
Akira, Ghost in the Shell.
Spirited Away.
Grave of the Fireflies.
Nope.
That one will break your heart.
Wind Ninja Chronicles or Ninja Scrolls.
Scroll I've seen.
Yeah, and like that's like as deep as my anime goes. And like some Cartoon Network shit like Gundam and Bleach, but not a lot.
Cool.
Cool. Nice. You guys ask me, and then as I'm talking about it, I'm like, am I boring these guys? And I look over, and neither of you are looking at me or each other. We're all just sort of like, ooh, all looking in three different directions, just going like, nah, okay.
So you're saying we should connect with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is, like, do we know any other movies coming out? We're all tapped?
Okay. We can't read anymore.
Oh, right. Yeah, this is very hard to read. Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
No, I don't think I made that up.
How dare you?
I definitely made that up. How to Train Your Dragon. That's better than
I'm Dragon. Excited for Haunting of Hill House, that Netflix show.
Oh, that looks cool. The like
fun. The guy who directed Gerald's Game. Did you see Gerald's Game?
No, I have
that
not.
That movie will wreck you up.
Yeah,
really? You like it? It wrecks you up.
It's shocking.
Should I check myself before I wreck myself?
Not in this case.
If you don't check yourself, you'll will get wrecked.
Should I respect the neck?
Respect the neck.
And protect your neck. I will check that out. You know what? Something else is coming out on Netflix, The Apostle or something like that. And it looks really fucking crazy.
Is that like a sci-fi thing?
No, it looks sort of like a religious cult thriller type thing. From the director of The Raid, that Gareth Evans,
right, his name is.
It looks pretty fucking wild.
I saw the trailer for that. It looks intense.
Yeah, it looks really intense. What about, here's a trailer I did see. The new Pet Sematary.
I just watched that. It looks good.
It looks good, but like, it looks like, I think sometimes when they reboot these movies or do like sequels,
they
reimagine whatever, they like over explain too much.
I think they also like reflect the times of that whole, like, because right now, like Conjuring type things with like mythologies are big,
kids
in creepy masks. So I feel like that's why they added the kids.
Right, because now it's like all that
masks.
Like woodland stuff where people have like weird.
They want to do like a sequel, probably.
Right. So, and it's got to be.
But that original story is so scary.
Right.
That, I think, is the scariest Stephen King book.
Ooh, it is like in its simplicity terrifying. Yeah. Those motherfuckers. Stephen King, fuck you
and
up.
And John Lithgow. And I always thought that road, living on a road like that, was be so terrifying.
Yeah. The way they demonstrate it in the trailer down. Is fucking crazy. Yeah. I lived like, you know, four stories above the BQE, like five houses in.
Yeah.
And it was a fucking nightmare. So I couldn't even imagine having any closer to that. Like a truck downshifting at night would like rattle everything in our apartment. And we were like, you know, a few apartments in from the fucking overpass. It was brutal.
I do like living like a few blocks away from a freeway, though.
Yeah.
Like that white noise can be nice.
Oh, you know? Okay. Yeah.
Because I got used to it. And then if I go somewhere without it, I'd miss it.
Oh,
it'd be harder to fall asleep.
We that happened to us a few times when we were, because we always had that noise. We either had that noise or air conditioning for as long as we lived in Brooklyn. Because even when our windows were shut in the winter, we would still hear it. And it would just be like, we got used to like all night long. Now we like miss it a little.
Would you get snowed in?
We've gotten snowed in a couple of times in Brooklyn. Like, it was fucking awesome being snowed in.
What do you do? We never had snow days.
We just like, you just like fucking walk to the closest deli.
Yeah, go to the
everybody
bodega.
Opens everything because they still want to make money.
Oh.
Yeah. And you just buy a bunch of snacks and beer and toy and like fucking
and then order some delivery
and then order delivery and some fucking
just
poor
get high and hang out. Yeah.
Some poor like Asian dude rides a scooter in like 11 inches of snow to just drop you off Chinese food. And,
wow.
Yeah.
I was picturing like hot chocolate and board games.
Sure. One time we were up at Tiff's dad's house in Westchester for Christmas and the snow was coming in hard and she was like, we didn't want to spend the night there. We didn't want to get stuck there.
Oh,
but
no.
We had our luggage with us because we had like seen a bunch and we were like, let's get home. Let's get to Brooklyn tonight. We'll beat the storm. We're driving to the train in the Metro North and her uncle's like, I don't know, guys, this storm's coming in pretty hot. We're like, we'll be fine. We go to Grand Central. We get all the way into the train and they're like, be wary out there. Some of the trains are down. We were like, oh fuck, the snow is getting bad. Well, let's get in a cab. We'll just spend the money. We have Arthur. Yeah. We have a suitcase. We get outside. We go to get in a cab and we're standing at right there at Grand Central. And two cars, cabs just driving by, driver, like you see him moving the fucking steering wheel, car is not doing, it's just like slowly spinning down so like scary. 43rd, and another car is just like drifting to a stop, and we were like, and everyone's like, and we're like, okay, let's get back down, let's get on a subway, get on one subway. They're like, this train's stopping here. The weather's getting too bad. So we transfer to another one we get to. They're like, all right, there's a fire on the tracks. This train's not going any further. So we get out in Brooklyn Heights. We live in like Red Hook, Brooklyn. Tiffany puts Artie in her bag. I have Chuck Taylor's on. And I'm dragging her suitcase. And we're carrying what shit. And we walk home in like over a foot of snow. Like 2 miles, not in snow equipment. And we're walking past like a shut down Brooklyn, and it's crazy. It felt so apocalyptic. Mm-hmm. Like we were just walking like down Court Street. Eventually people are like, do you want to come stay in our house for a couple of hours? And we were like, no, we're so close. And like, we eventually got it into the mindset of like, this is a fucking adventure. This is a story. Yeah. Now we got to finish this. At first it was like, what are we going to do? Mm. We'll eventually see a cab, and then no cars for like an hour. We're like, I guess we're still walking, just dragging the suitcase. People are like, leave your suitcase with us, come back and get it in the morning, it's fine. We're like, actually at this point we're sort of just like, we're gonna stick with this adventure. Wow. And we got home, it was like shivering, we fucking made, and I thought, this is what you wanted to hear. And so I took the 40 minute front porch to get there. We just like put a bunch of hot cocoa and a bunch of Baileys in a teapot and just fucking heated it up with some milk, and we're just fucking smashing it down, like freezing, getting absolutely wasted upon. It was like we had like so much stuff with us, like presents and stuff that people gave us. It was insane.
That's so magical.
Yeah, it was so magical, but I don't give a fuck. I don't want that shit anymore. I'm a California boy now.
The snow or the cocoa? Mm-hmm.
The snow. Don't threaten me with a good time. Cocoa. Yeah, I'll fuck with some cocoa. I like said like 10 different things in my head. I was like, don't say that. Don't say that. That's too intense. I was like, I fucks with cocoa. I'm like, I don't want to have to say anything like this.
That's so intense.
I'm so not being myself. I'm stoned. So I was like, let me try a new phrase here.
Try out a new phrase.
Let's try out a new phrase. Shazam. We pumped for the new Shazam.
No, I don't know.
The one set picture they sent of him in like the fake muscle suit.
It's a lot.
I was like, that's so funny. This is so bad. Like, it looks so cheap.
It looks like Kazam.
Yeah, they fucking blew it, like with that one picture leaking. It looks you like a kid's Captain America costume, like with the belt and hats and shit. It looks fucked up.
Right? I don't know what the tone is.
Yeah, it better be good. All I'm saying is it better be goofy.
You better be fucking goofy.
It better be like big.
You're going there with a chip on your shoulder, arms crossed, and it better
be. Better be goofy. And I just like put, like sit down so with like a hat with a pinwheel on top.
Fuming.
And it was so goofy, I stopped eating popcorn.
Wow.
You got your callback in.
Yes, I did. Amazing. It. And it was to this episode. Yep.
Great job.
Are you guys reading or watching anything currently that you're really enjoying outside of the movie verse?
I'm reading It right now. I have about 200 pages left.
Oh, wow. The movie? The screenplay?
The book.
He's reading
if you can believe it.
I'm reading the made-for-TV movie screenplay. Oh, okay.
All right. There's 200 pages left.
Use your time.
200 pages long. One page in.
Very hard to read.
Very old. How are you liking it? Have you read it before or no?
I have. It's the same copy I read like 20 years ago.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, so that's been fun.
Did you write notes to yourself in the margin?
I didn't.
You should do it now, so 20 years from now when you reread it.
I take very good care of my books. That's one takeaway.
Oh.
Did I say you said something that sounded old earlier? Because yeah. I think pride and how good you take care of your books is the new oldest thing you said.
I guess it's a dying art, isn't it?
I must say I take pretty good care of my books. Yeah, he's been talking like that for years. We don't know who he's.
We just put him out on the porch.
Tells every passerby about his books. I think he must have been a librarian.
I did such a great job.
What about you, John?
I'm reading the latest biography on Bob Fosse and loving it.
Wow. On game.
Very on game. Yep.
Is there anything else you could possibly learn about him? Like, I'm not even trying to be hyperbolic here.
No, not too much, really. No. I'm pretty much like, yep, this checks out. Yep. Heard it.
That's awesome. I just read a book, finished it finally, that you recommended me. I read the first book of the Broken Earth series. I read fifth season. Very enjoyable.
The ending, though, is a real... I don't want to spoil anything.
He just finished it. Oh, but you're talking about first people listening.
I don't want... I know.
But we shouldn't spoil anything on... Oh, you've only read the first book.
Yes.
I just bought the next two.
But that ending, I didn't see coming.
Oh, me neither.
And I when you look back on it, you're like, of course.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
We can't say what it is, can we?
Yeah, I think we can. The movie's been... The books... We're going to wrap it up after this. We're going to do some plugs. So if you don't...
Let's talk about the structure of this book.
Yeah, if you want to read the fifth season, you can shut it off now, is what I'm saying. Yeah. That John Flynn, Mark Rennie, follow them. Tweeted us movies. Yeah. We can't believe we didn't talk about.
Stuff. Yeah.
Watch and listen to everything these guys do. Back to... Okay, the structure of the fifth element is what I almost said.
Oh, boy.
The fifth season is like the... it's crazy that it was her the whole time, right? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like you see three different points of view through the whole book. You think they're three different characters the whole time.
Right, and it is.
They're told different. They're in different like class, different worlds. One's like in a fantasy like castle, like where she's learning to be like a wizard.
It's like Hogwarts. One young one's in Hogwarts. The other one's like
post-apocalyptic.
In like a pirate cove. And then the third one is in like the road.
Yeah, and then they all come together.
They all come together and it's like a short span of time and it's been the same person the whole time.
It's amazing.
And then also like there's
You not know it was the same person?
It just didn't occur to you to think about that. Because each one
do they have
also
different names?
Yeah, they were going by different names at different points in their lives. Because in the newest timeline, she's like in hiding, so she's going by a fake name. One time she's like fully revealed herself, and then as a kid, it's as she's getting her new name.
She's just so great at the world building. It's so simple, but like she just pulls you in. The ideas are like complex.
Yeah, and then like they just added enough new stuff by the end of this book with like the obelisks and the rock eaters, where you're like stone eaters, where you're like, okay, let's figure out what this shit is. Yeah,
I thought it was incredible.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about this more off mic in front of John and make this more inaccessible.
But it won the Hugo and the Nebula, I think.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And
what's this book called again?
It's called The Fifth Season. It's
by N.K. Jemisin.
N.K. Jemisin,
who's great on Twitter.
How long is the series of books? Is it just
only three books? Which I like.
Okay,
because I've gotten into a few of these like non-ending trilogies,
and they're all
non-ending series.
Each one's only like 350 pages,
and it's
not bad. It's
a good read,
and they're so readable.
Yeah. All right,
there's kinky sex.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm interested.
Very progressive. And it's weirdly progressive. Like, there's maybe a trans character.
Yeah.
And then
there's a polyamorous relationship.
Oh God, a guy who's so hot. But
it's all presented as perfectly normal. And
yeah, there's no even explanation that it's like when you find out a character's gay, it's just like,
take it for granted.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, sorry. Yeah, of course, you're gay. My bad. that makes sense. Wow, this must be extra weird for you. Based on the circumstances in which that person learned they're gay. Okay, well, now I'm getting too into the weeds on
this. Oh, boy.
Let's wrap it up. I'm always on the lookout for new good fantasy recs, so hit me up with them, people. I'll be checking out some more. The Black Company was the one that was most recently recommended to me, and I haven't read it yet.
What were you kissing?
The microphone and you guys.
As an object? Yes. The fans?
Yeah, I was giving you guys double cheeks. I'm fucking toast. It's definitely past my bedtime. I'm feeling it. But let's tell people our Twitter handles here or anything we want to plug.
I don't have anything to plug. I'm at JFly99.
Are you still hosting the show at Sunset?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, every Monday.
Oh, hey, guys, every Monday at
7 o'clock
at
the Inner Sanctum. Yep.
Come in, tell a story.
Tell a story, hang out.
Or just watch weirdos tell stories. And John Flynn tell good stories. A lot of people are telling good stories.
Yeah.
But like any
every
open
so
mic,
often.
You get a good chunk of, but I think that's good energy to see every once in a while. Just reminds of your fellow man. It's like jury duty.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, oh yeah, this is what my neighborhood is made up of. Not what I like have self-selected by my friends that live near me. Mm-hmm. When you go to jury duty in like Brooklyn, you're like, I live in Carroll Gardens. And like, well, it's, you know, turns out like a million Bengali people live like a block away from you. And you never met any of them.
I want to get called to a jury so bad. And I never have.
Oh no.
Oh, it's because you want it.
Old man thing.
Because you want it.
They see you as desperate. They're like, so, sir, what about you? And you're like, well, I keep my books in the Mintus of...
Get your hands off me.
This isn't a courtroom.
I'm on trial.
Sir, this is a Lids hat store in the mall. Please get out of here.
I object.
Mark, what about you, sir?
You can find me at Mark Rennie on most things. I'm on a podcast called Fantasy Flicks League.
Ooh.
With Ryan Meharry and Mike McClendon. We do episode every week.
Awesome.
On Tuesdays, we talk about the box office.
Right, because there's like movie that reviews. App, right?
Yes, Ryan's doing like this fantasy. It's like a fantasy, like a fantasy basketball league, but for movies.
Right, where you can
you pick the movies and drafts
and see how your profits go.
So it's a bit of box office analysis. I should say.
Have you been enjoying?
Actually, the numbers are the least interesting part to me. I like getting into the reviews.
Reviews are. I like sharing my opinion.
I don't prepare at all. I show up, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, see, for me, I'm all about the prep.
You did have four pieces of paper.
I had four pieces of paper, completely illegible, and you couldn't read. No idea of what we were going to talk about or anything. But I did make you guys come to my house. And get into
it. Well, we asked you real hard, and you were...
But I'm very excited that we got a chance to talk. And listen back to our old episodes, see how wrong we were about the Oscars, see how wrong we were about other movie previews. And then tune back in. Come award season, we'll be doing a classic Three Old Queens award season roundup.
What a blast.
What a blast. Yeah, post how illegible and how
great.
Unreadable those
are. What an image. It has a graphic quality. I like.
Well, guys, thanks for coming to High and Mighty Studios. And, guys, fuck off for listening. Goodbye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.